Welcome, Gilbert, and welcome to you too, Grape. Please have a seat by one of the cars, as we wish to give you a clue to what we do for the next hours. Chapter and Grape will be parked outside a red phone kiosk somewhere in Norway for the next hours. Meanwhile, you are sat at a drive-in, sometimes watching a fake sunset. One Gilbert here, one Grape there, you are there. That makes somewhere. That's the deal, those are the facts. Don't keep the wieners to yourself. We Gilberts are here, you Grapes are there. Wherever you are eating wieners, that's the deal. We have been driving for a long time now. We have parked our car by the pier by a phone booth. We are going to call you soon, and in between, we wait. We get hungry whilst we are waiting. We are waiting for the sunset, for the fake sunset, and we feed on observable availabilities, that is, petrol stations. That is wieners. Wieners with a variety of cultural toppings depending which country we are in. We can choose between ketchup and mustard, sour cream, dried and roasted onions, fresh onions, cucumber mix, prawn salad, buns or flatbread, lumpe or prolarbrød. We are now in a country where lumpe is available. As we do not plan well or do not make healthy sandwich, as one of us don't really like wieners, but as our inadequacy has left us to this choice, we eat wieners. This is what we do. We are wearing detective coats and black wigs. Gilbert is wearing dark sunglasses. Grape is sitting in a blue Volvo Amazon, a 67 model with the moose in the back. We call him the Lone Ranger, as he is more of a Lone Ranger than a moose, as he is stuffed. We feel like dorky detectives. We should be eating cultured donuts, but that is not available to us now. And we are eating pølse med lumpe. That's a deal. Those are the facts. Get personal. When we saw you last, you looked tired. Very tired. We had a talk and decided to take some time out for you. To make a place where you can be bored. We believe you need to take so much time out that you get bored so you can catch a glimpse of nostalgia. That's the deal. Giving a clue. How can we give you some space? Maybe by giving you some distance. There is a distance between us and we think of you. We are here, you are there, and there is between us. That's the deal. Those are the facts. Someone we met on this long-ranging romance gave us a good advice. She told us that we shouldn't worry so much about where we were. Then we wouldn't worry so much about being lost. Actually, that's a lie. Someone didn't tell us. We are telling you as a response to something which already happened. Does it matter to you that these pictures, we show pictures projected of our whereabouts? Does it matter to you that these photos were taken some time ago? It's not sunny this time of night. They are reproductions. We are still present, though. We are still here for you. Does that matter? Sitting close to you, eating wieners, wearing dark sunglasses, or being in a car by a phone booth somewhere in Norway. Someone once told us that when we are present, the truth is not there. We frighten it away. That is the risk of losing oneself. We're still here for you, and Gilbert is wearing high heels. Our whereabouts and mischiefs. As we are driving on endless roads, muddy and wet, as we are getting bored of driving, what we see is pine trees and houses with a distance between them. No one seems to invite us in. The kiosk correspondence we present to you today is a subplot of long-ranging romance. Between 2004 and 2008, Gilbert and Grape and the Lone Ranger, a 20-kilo stuffed moose head, will travel the coast of England and Norway in a Volvo Amazon to search out and collect stories from people with an interest in nostalgia. Document vague memories, exchange taped music that has a romantic significance, and at the end of the day, watch the fake sunset together with the people we meet. The Northern Norway in 2008. You are welcome to join us there. We hope to see you there.